We are in Simen Ches and Hilchas Tzitzis. We did the first two Se'ifim, and today we will be doing Gimel, Dalet, and Hey. So Gimel talks about a talus cotton. In Sif Aleph and Beis, the Shulchan Aruch told us that you're supposed to be Mis'atef Batzitzis, that you're supposed to go and put the tzitzis over you and over your head to your mouth, and then put it over your shoulder, the way the Mishnah Berurah explained it, and that you're supposed to have your head covered in it sometimes, and the right thing to do is have your head covered in it. The question is, how do we do this act of atifa with a talus cotton? We saw that you're supposed to do the atifa at the time that you put it on. There's a special inyan of a maisa levisha, that you're actually placing it on yourself, and you're supposed to do that derech atifa. What do we do with the talus cotton? So the Mechaber says, Talisis ketanim shalonu, shanu nogim lilvosh, af al pi she'ein bem yituf. Even though we don't do yituf with them, yotzmi dechovas tzitzis. We fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. However, he says, tov, the right thing to do is that when you make the bracha, you should go and place it on yourself. You're supposed to take tokla niach also al rosho, put it on your head, rochbo likamoso, the width of it to your height. In other words, take it sideways and put it over your head, and do ituf with that, and then wrap it around yourself. Ulehisatavbo, wrap yourself around in it. V'yamod kach mu'utof lefochos kdei hiloch dalet ames. V'achar kach yimshachenu me'al rosho v'yal bishenu. The same way that when we put on a talis gadol, we do an atifa, we put it around our heads, and then only afterwards do we wear it normally. The Mechaber says that the right thing to do with a talus cotton is at the time of the levisha to do an atifa. Now, this is talking about where a person is going to make the bracha on the talus cotton. If a person is going to make the bracha on a talus gadol and cover his talus cotton, then there is no need for atifa. In such a case, there would be no need for atifa. But if he's going to make the bracha on a talus cotton, then the Mechaber holds that the right thing to do is to do atifa. Now, with regard to the question of why we are yotze with a talus cotton, where we don't really do atifa with it, it's not even something that we sometimes put over our heads. So why should we mekayim the mitzvah with it? The answer is because our begadim, the way we wear clothing today, we rarely do atifa with any of our clothing anyway, unless you wear a hat. But there's no article of clothing that actually gets placed over our faces as well. Therefore, for us, this is considered a normal beged. This is worn the same way you would wear other clothing. The Mishnah Berurah then goes into the shear of a talus cotton, and he says that a talus cotton has to be large enough that a 9-year-old would be able to cover the majority of his body, and an adult would not be embarrassed to wear that. Exactly what size that is, the Mishnah Berurah mentions that later. Okay, Sif Dalad. There's an inyan of walking around with your tzitzis, two in the front and two in the back, so that you are surrounded by mitzvahs. The Mishnah Berurah brings the minag of having an atora on the talis to signify which side is the top. This way you'll always be putting on the talis the same way. Now, the source to that is the fact that in the Mishkan, it says that the Kerashim, the different boards that made up the walls of the Mishkan, were all marked in a way that the same board was always in the same position. So the same thing here, the same tzitzit should be in the same place. But then he brings down from the Arizal, who was not makbid. The Ari sees no need for an atara, and you can wear your talis differently every time you put it on. There's really, really no need for that. Hey, mavarech le'satev batzitzis. Now the Mishnah Berurah says the word is not batzitzis, but betzitzis. If you have three, you have two or three people putting on a talis at the same time in shul, let each one make his own bracha. V'imratzu, the Mechaber says, if they want it this way, then one could say the bracha and be motzi all of them. So that you have a choice. Now, why is it that two or three have a choice? What happened to the old rule of Barov Om Hadras Melech? We have a rule that if you have the ability to have a few people being yotze the same mitzvah together by one person being motzi them, we prefer that. It is a public mitzvah rather than a private one. So why over here do we say that it's up to the individual? So the Mishnah Berurah says that because when you're in the process of putting on your talis, it may very well be that you're going to be distracted and find it difficult to really pay attention and have kavanah to be yotze. So in such a case, it's up to you. If you feel that you will have kavanah to be yotze, that is fine. Let one person make the bracha for everybody. Whereas if you're not sure, you're unsure that you're really going to pay attention to it, then you're better off making your own bracha. Now, the Mishnah Berurah also says that when someone else is being motzi you, it is important to answer amen. The Mechaber actually mentions those words, yanu, the acherim, yanu amen, they shall answer amen. He says, although it's good to answer amen all the time, especially when someone else is being motzi you, it's important to say amen then, but it's not likuva. If you heard the bracha and didn't say amen, and it was intended for you to be yotze with it, and you had kavana to be yotze, then the halacha is your yotze, even though you did not say amen. Now, these people putting on their talis at the same time, so it's got to be that they're all putting on the talis literally at the same time. Toch kedei dibur, which means within the amount of time that it says that it takes to say a few words. But otherwise, let each one make his own bracha. It's only if they're literally putting them on at the same time. Now, there's another halacha brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. The Gemara at the end of Rosh Hashanah says that when it comes to a birkas hamitzvahs, even though I've already fulfilled the mitzvah, I can say the bracha for somebody else. Since Kol Yisrael Arevim Zel Ozeh, if you didn't do the mitzvah, I'm still responsible for your fulfillment of it. Therefore, I can say the bracha of a birkas hamitzvahs for you, says the Mishnah Berurah then. If that's the case, I can say the bracha of Lisatev Batzitzis when I'm not putting on my talis, or I've already put on my talis, in order to be motzi you with the bracha of Lisatev Batzitzis. However, he says that some hold that you don't do it lachatchila if you've already been yotza, unless the person is an einabaki. Means it is not right for somebody that is not presently doing the mitzvah, has no need to say the bracha, he's only saying it for someone else. There's no reason why he should do that if the other person is fully capable of making the bracha himself. One other thing, a very important piece of information from the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim says, what happens if three people are in shul, they're about to put on their talis, and there's one catch? Each of these three just bought himself a new talis. So they're putting on three new talisim. Aside from the bracha of Lisatev, they have to make a bracha of Shechianu, says the Prima Gadim. The Mechaber only told us that you could emotzi another person with Lisatev Batzitzis. He did not tell us that you can emotzi someone else with the Shechianu. It is better that everyone say their own Shechianu. You should not be motzi them with their Shechianus. Now, let's just understand, there are lots of situations where one person says a Shechianu for everyone else. The case is here. Each one is putting on his own new beged, which means my Shechianu is not for what your Shechianu is. My Shechianu is for my new talis, your Shechianu is for your new talis, and the third person's is for his. Therefore, the Prima Gadim holds that when I'm saying a Shechianu on my new thing, I should not be motzi you in your need for a Shechianu for your new thing. Lisatev Batzitzis, he can be motzi them, but the Shechianu, one should not be motzi someone else in Shechianu if the new object that is deserving of the Shechianu is not the very same one that the person who's saying the bracha is saying it over. He's got his and the other one has his.